The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
And now, Peggy's wind-up call.
Right, Peggy's wind-up call returns today. It is the hairdressers that we're phoning up. It's a hairdressing theme. She has recorded various statements. We've got our favourite little wild card that we throw in every week.
Speak up, classes.
And then all of these, which all relate to hairdressing.
Oh, it's like a burst madness.
It's a great phrase, isn't it? She's got her hair like a burst mattress.
Aldo came out with a classic. I was listening to him and Steve talking off air about someone that was stood in front of them at the match, and he said, "You better sit down in a minute, he's got a head like Humpty Dumpty."
You do such a good impression. Yeah.
All right, some more statements from Peggy here.
How much for a silver rinse and blow?
How much for silver rinse and blow?
It's not as thick as it used to be, dear.
Common problem, I'm sure.
It's Peggy. Can you hear me, monkey brains?
I got a feeling we might use that one every week.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Matt. And also this.
Arthur's is always sticking up in the morning. What's the best thing to keep it down?
All right. Hairdressing is the theme. Let's make a phone call, shall we?
Good morning, Lush Formby. Can I help you?
How much for a silver rinse and blow? It's not as thick as it used to be, dear. Oh, it's like a burst mattress.
Happy days.
It's Peggy. Can you hear me, monkey brains?
I can, Peggy.
Speak up, glass ears.
Hello, lovely.
Oh, it's like a burst mattress. How much for a silver rinse and blow? Speak up, cloth ears.
When was I to come in?
It's Peggy. Can you hear me, monkey brains?
I can hear you, Peg.
Arthur's is always sticking up in the morning. What's the best thing to keep it down?
You have to lie on it, I think.
Oh, it's like a burst mattress. It's not as thick as it used to be, dear.
Okie dokie.
Speak up, glasses!
Can I just pass you on? 2 seconds.
Hello, just again.
How much for a silver rinse and blow?
Oh, dear.
It's Peggy. Can you hear me, monkey brains?
Listen up, cloth ears. I know who it is.
Speak up, cloth ears.
I'm sorry, we've got to go now. I'm really busy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There we go. Wasn't that great?
Peggy's wind-up call on the KFC Breakfast Show.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Go, Bono Lulu.
Right, chance for you to go, Bono Lulu. We're talking a fantastic trip of a lifetime to Hawaii to see you two. This really is the trip of a lifetime. How it works is you get the chance to come on and stay on. Because we ask you, do you want to play or pass? If you play and get it right, then you stay on, of course. 3 questions every day. If you pass to the next caller and they get it wrong, then they've kind of done it for you. If they get it right, then that's where the gamble falls, because you lose and the next caller carries on. The caller from yesterday is a massive U2 fan. He knows his stuff. He answered all 3 questions correct yesterday, and he's back today. Mark Lloyd in Anfield. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
Let's just say I can't see the words on here at the moment. So, yeah.
But you're reaching for your brown trousers.
Yeah.
Okay, Claire, can you just, I think you've got, have you got the details of the prize there? You can just pass me. Right, what we got for you here is, we've got 3 more questions. If you answer these 3 questions correct, then you are going to see you two in Hawaii.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed, it will be the trip of a lifetime. Who would you take with you?
Well, it's got to be my brother.
Got to be your brother.
My brother, we've been all over the world to see them, yeah.
Okay.
I went to my girlfriend who's left, but she's going to Tenerife, so I got out of that one easy, didn't I?
Well, I think you did, yeah. What did you get up to last night, by the way, Mark?
Not much, really, Kevin. Just relaxed, really. We went down to girlfriend for an hour or two and came back and just let do a little bit more of what I ordered, you know, just try and cover any empty
space. Just a little bit of you two swatting.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, good on you. Okay, are you ready to play?
I am.
Let's get on with it. Okay, three questions. You're literally three questions away from the trip of a lifetime.
Okay.
4 nights in Honolulu, Hawaii, watching the biggest band in the world performing on their world tour, courtesy of Radio City 96.7.
It doesn't get much better than that,
hey?
It doesn't get much better.
It doesn't get much better. This is probably why we've given away some fantastic prizes on this show, but this is... And especially if you're a U2 fan, probably the biggest and best. So my fingers are crossed for you, Mark. And I do know that you're a U2 fan. I could tell that yesterday. All right, let's get on with this. Question number one is on albums and singles. Would you like to play or pass?
Play, please.
Okay. U2 recently released a charity single with which American band?
That was Green Day.
That was Green Day. Congratulations. I love your confidence.
Oh, I'm nervous for him.
I'm nervous for him as well.
Going, you know.
I know. The last thing I'd want here, it really is, because I can tell you're a massive fan, the last thing I'd want here is for you to fail. Fingers crossed you don't, but if you were to fail and then someone come on who's not a major fan and win, greedy. That's the last thing I want, so I really hope you win. Okay, 2 questions away from seeing them in Hawaii. Question number 2 is a lyrics question where I'll read you some lyrics and you tell me the song. Do you want to play or pass?
Play, please.
Okay. You love this town. Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you. Oh, don't pause like that.
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay, you love this town, even if that doesn't ring true. You've been all over, and it's been all over you. You love this town, even if that doesn't ring true.
And it's been all over you.
It is a beautiful day, isn't it, Claire? Kevin, I was there, and I just couldn't come out of the way.
What did you say?
It was there, but I just couldn't get up behind my mouth. I'm just here and shaking and everything.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Beautiful day is the correct answer. Right, one more question. Play or pass. It's about the band.
I think I have to play this one.
Oh, you've got to. You've got to play this one.
Oh, dear me.
Because if you didn't, then Greedy McGinty came on and just... All right. It's about the band.
Yeah.
If you get this correct, you will be going to Honolulu in Hawaii and watch U2 as the sun sets.
Okay.
What is the Edge's real name?
Yeah! It's not that, by the way. It's Dave Evans.
What did you say?
Dave Evans.
It's the right answer!
Oh, I made up.
Congratulations, Mark Lloyd from Anfield. You and your partner will be going to see U2 perform live as the sun sets over Honolulu in Hawaii. We're going to sort out your hotel for 4 nights. We're going to fly you there and back. And you're going to watch the biggest and best band in the world perform as part of their world tour. Congratulations, you. Are you happy?
Can I just tell you something?
Pardon?
Can I just tell you something?
Go ahead.
I was going to go to the concert, and I lost my job in May, so I couldn't go.
Oh. Do you know what? Well, I'm just absolutely over the moon that you have won this fantastic prize. Absolutely over the moon. You deserve to go, mate.
Thank you.
Fantastic, Mark. Who are you going to take with you?
My brother, Liam.
You're going to take your brother, Liam?
Yeah. I just said hello to my mum, who's hanging on my heels here, crying her eyes off.
Oh. couldn't have everyone else crying.
Who have you listening? Me dad. Sound like Barry McGuigan here, don't I?
No, that's fine, you go ahead.
And everybody else, you know, has been thanks for everyone who's phoned up and to wish you all good luck. Thank you very much.
You're a tough guy, you know. You deserve to go and see you two perform in Honolulu, Hawaii. Tell us what it's like when you come back, will you?
No problem, Kevin.
And you have yourself a fantastic time. I am so pleased, out of all the prizes, out of all the callers and winners we could have had, that you have actually won this prize, because you deserve it.
Thanks very much, Kevin.
Mark, enjoy your weekend. Have a great night tonight and have a fantastic time in Hawaii.
Thanks again.
You're a top man, Mark. All the best, mate.
All the best to you.
Bye-bye. What a guy. He deserves to go.
Does.
I can see Claire's got a little bit of a rainy face here, everybody. It's 2 minutes to eight. Well done, Mark. The Breakfast Show. Radio
City 96.7. Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Peggy's wind-up call.
Morning to all the lads at Christmas Tree Land this morning. Busy time of year, boys. Hello, Mark and Tony and the rest of the gang. Hope you're okay here, 24. All right, Peggy's wind-up call. I want to make a quick call here live, if we can do that. Got the number there, Claire?
Yep.
Not sure, whether this is going to be on or not.
Hello,
good morning, Herbert. Please don't swear, you're live on the radio.
And who's that?
It's
Roger Phillips.
Good morning, Roger. How are you?
How are you, more to the point?
I'm wonderful. I'm fabulous. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Is that my lovely Kev Steve?
Yes, it is. Yes, speaking.
How are you, Kev?
I'm all right, thanks, Herbert. Now, there's. I'm not so sure whether you know, you often do impressions of Peggy and hello, love, on my show and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure you're aware that you got a phone call from Peggy yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, was that Peggy?
Yeah, it was Peggy yesterday.
Oh, well, I didn't know who it was. I thought it was some crank.
Well, you're right. It was Peggy.
Well, I'm sorry about that. You know, it's quite rude, really. Put the phone down.
Yes, I know. Well, well first things first, I mean, you can stay on the line and have a listen, but first things first, can I have your permission to play it?
No, you can't.
Oh, don't be like that.
That was very rude to her.
You were quite rude to her.
There's a few words you have to blip out, wasn't there?
Yeah, I've actually bleeped the words out with some sound effects here. And at the end of the day, you didn't know who it was, and I did phone your private line. I didn't phone up the salon, so you...
Kev.
Yes.
I thought you were my mate.
I am.
Fancy putting me in a situation like that, Kev.
Well, you put me in a few situations over the years.
Oh, we won't talk about that, will we? All right, well, what do you mean? Do you want my permission? You know, anything for a good laugh. But,
yes.
You know,
yeah,
is it very detrimental to my standing in Liverpool? Would it be very detrimental to the opinions of my public have about me before I go on pantomime at the Royal Court and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
What date was it again?
Oh, remember, remember, if you do go and see Herbert in a pantomime and you're going to throw food, please take it out the tins first.
Go on, Kev. I'll give you my permission. If it's funny, yes.
Okay.
It funny?
Yes, it is funny, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
And I've used sound effects to blank out you, okay?
Oh.
To blank out any naughty words.
All right. Now, good morning, anyway. It's lovely to talk to you.
It's lovely to talk to you as well.
Of course.
Right, here are the statements that we used yesterday. There's this one.
Speak up, classies.
What, Herbert? Are we going to say something then?
No, not really. Have I got to listen to it?
Do you want to listen on the phone, or do you want to go and listen in wherever you're listening?
I've got to listen wherever I'm listening.
Which boat are you?
I'm far too embarrassed about it.
Okay, but as long as you give me permission, that's okay.
Go on, yeah, of course.
Oh, well, listen, you go and put the phone down and go and turn the electric wireless on.
Do you want me to go on holiday in the morning?
Pardon?
Do you have to go on holiday in the morning?
Yeah, you need to go missing for a little bit after this.
Oh, what about me public?
You're public? I thought you'd had that shaved off.
Oh, dear. All right, I'll give you permission. Go on, Kev.
Go on, you've got to put the phone down now.
Yeah, I've got to.
Okay, go and put it down then.
All right, bye-bye.
I'll speak to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
He's one of my best friends, Herbert. He's with the nicest guy in the world. He really is. Right, these are the statements. It's a hairdressing theme this week. We've got this.
Oh, it's like a best matchless.
And there's this.
It's Peggy. Can you hear me, monkey brains?
Right, then there's this one.
How much for a silver rinse and blow?
Right, and this one?
It's not as thick as it used to be, dear.
And finally, this common problem.
Arthur's is always sticking up in the morning. What's the best thing to keep it down?
I phoned up Herbert yesterday on his private line, not at his salon, so he was unaware as to who it was. And I think it caught him on the hop because he just didn't have a clue. Take a listen as we phone up, or rather Peggy phones up Herbert.
Hello?
How much for a silver rinse and blow?
Who are you?
It's not as thick as it used to be, dear.
Who's this?
Arthur's is always sticking up in the morning. What's the best thing to keep it down?
Give it a... Put it with a hammer.
It's Peggy. Can you hear me, monkey brains?
Who's that? Who is it?
Ooh, it's like a burst mattress.
You know, any minute now, I'm just going to press this button to put you off unless you tell
it's
me to.
It's not as
off.
Thick as it used to be, dear. Arthur's is always sticking up in the morning. What's the best thing to keep it down?
Who is it?
Ooh, it's like a burst mattress.
I'm going to put it off in a minute.
Speak up, cloth ears!
Who?
Speak up, cloth ears!
You can fill in the gaps yourself and work on what he said. But there we go. One of Liverpool's, one of the UK's finest and most famous hairdressers, Herbert of Liverpool. Good morning, Herbert.
Peggy's wind-up call on the Kev Seed Breakfast Show.
Tune in to the Kev Seed Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.